feel just so funny this morning. I'm sorry, but we were talking earlier about things that that are non-sexual that turn you on. And of course, who brings up this conversation? The only person that's not having sex until they're married, which would be Alex.
Does that mean something?
I think it means you're bursting at the seams, yes. So, Alex, why don't you lead us off then and explain, like, something that's non-sexual that turns you on. 317-239-1009.
Being wrapped up in a blanket like a burrito.
Okay.
First. When you open a tub of butter, there is, like, this perfect little swirl when it's a brand new tub that's never been used. And it, like, looks so perfect. It makes me feel some type of way. And I hate being the person that has to be the first one to ruin it, like, by sticking my knife in the butter. Oh, it's just, the feels are so real. So that gives me the tinglies. Also, having somebody else pop my back or something for me. That,
like an alignment?
Yes, that is a non-sexual way of turning me on. For sure.
317-239-1009. I dare to ask producer MYK, is there a non-sexual thing that turns you on?
Yes. I'm thinking about it right now.
Listen to him. He's like, yes. What would it be?
The smell of cleaning supplies.
Ew, I hate the smell of cleaning supplies.
You don't like a clean place?
I do, but I don't like the smell like of Lysol.
Well, you have to get some good smelling ones, girl.
Yeah,
you don't know what you smell. What you cleaning your house? You're cleaning your house, by the way.
Of course she doesn't. Unless a maid service comes through.
I just thought of one more that turns Alex on.
What?
Conspiracy theories.
Oh yes, and conspiracy theories.
Mine. I was thinking about it when you brought it up. Non-sexual things that turn you on. 317-239-1009. And for me, a lot of it has to do with scent and smell.
Okay.
For example, I love the smell of fresh cut grass. It doesn't have to be my yard.
Really?
But if I'm going by and you just trimmed a bunch of grass, whew, yeah. Also, another type of grass, I really enjoy the smell of weed, marijuana.
I hate the smell of pot.
Wacky tobacco. I don't smoke it. I mean, I think, you know, I don't think there's anything wrong with smoking. That's all like your choice. But I just really, I enjoy the smell if I'm like near somebody or at a concert the other day. I was like, ooh.
I cannot stand the smell of pot. If somebody's smoking pot around me or something, like at a party or whatever, I've always hated it my entire life. It makes me want to gag.
No, I hate cigarette smoke. You want to talk about totally turning me off non-sexually? Give me a cigarette.
Okay, a guy that like smokes a cigarette, has like a shot of whiskey, and then that smell, like the mix of whiskey and cigarettes, to me smells so sexy.
You're so trashy.
And other smells that I like that are weird, chlorine, obsessed with the smell of chlorine, like a indoor YMCA pool.
So that turns you on too?
Oh, love that, and bonfires.
Oh, shoot. So you like the smell of swimming pools and the trash at a bar, right?
Yeah, basically.
Basically what you like.
Also, I like the smell of a skunk.
Ew, Joe.
Not a dead skunk,
yeah,
but like
exactly
a skunk spray.
Yeah, that's exactly what pot smells like.
Oh, they're similar. But 317-239-1009, Joe and Alex Show on Twitter. You can let us know what non-sexual thing turns you on. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
This is Amber.
Amber, what non-sexual thing turns you on?
I kind of have two things. First one would be a hardware store, the smell of a hardware store.
What does it smell like?
I don't know, but, like, as soon as I walk in, I'll, like, look at my fiancé and I'm like, you know, I want to do it when I get home.
Oh, she likes the smell of tools, so, like she likes the smell of hardware stores and Broad Ripple.
So where are you going? Are you going Home Depot, Lowe's, Menards?
Yeah, like, any of them.
Oh, man.
That's weird.
It's weird, but, and then the second one would be, like, the smell of a garage.
You that like
mixture
that.
Of...
You like
handymen. It's handymen is what it is for you.
Yes, my fiance is a plumber.
There it is.
You're like, and I like the smell of doo-doo. It's like, delicious.
No.
If you designed a candle, it'd just be called like blue collar, and it would be like hardware stores, garages.
Sweat.
Plumber's crack.
All of it.
Hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show this morning.
Benny tweeted us, at Joe and Alex Show, the words, Andrew Luck is healthy, is my non-sexual turn on.
Well, you may not be turned on for a long time,
aww.
So I'm sorry to say that. I hope you get turned on soon by that news. We all would be.